What does poetry have to do with leadership? A special podcast series powered by JMJ's Transformation Talks. Join hosts Catherine Schindler and Kelly Bettenhausen as we explore the topic of leadership, one poem at a time.
Welcome to What Does Poetry Have to Do with Leadership? I'm Kelly Bettenhausen, here with Catherine Schindler. We're both senior consultants who are really passionate about leadership. We've worked with Fortune 500 companies around the world. Our purpose and intention for this podcast is to use poetry to engage with the topic of leadership from a little bit of a different angle, with creative thinking and language. Today, we have two very special guests. That is Aria N. and her mother, Amy Hanf. The poem we'll be reading and talking about is called Equality and Justice, and it was written by Aria. So this is the first podcast where we are fortunate enough to have the poet herself here with us. And we invite you to pull up a virtual chair as well and join us as we explore this poem. Catherine, would you say a little about meeting Aria and Amy, and then we'll have them introduce themselves?
Yes, I met Aria and Amy recently at a small outdoor gathering of people who had been active in the last election. Aria had what I will call a poetic speech that she shared with everyone there, and I was just so impressed with it. And so I immediately told Aria and Amy about our podcast and said I'd love to have them as guests, and they said they'd be interested in coming on.
And I am so glad that they did. Amy, before we introduce Aria, please give a bit of background on how the poetic speech came into existence.
Well, a neighbor sent an invitation via text to the outdoor gathering that Catherine just referred to. And in her message, she invited guests to share a poem or to say a few words at the gathering. And when I read the invitation to Aria, she immediately told me that she had something to say. And she started audibly working on her poetic speech, and it evolved in the days in between the invitation and the event. And just before the event, she dictated it to me and I typed it for her so that she could read it.
Thanks, Amy. So Aria, besides being a poet, there are some things for people to know more about you. So first of all, Aria, how old are you?
I'm 7.
And what grade are you in?
2nd.
And there are two very important things to know about Aria. Number one, Aria, what's your job? What do you consider your job?
I'm a bug scientist.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
The president.
The president. That's exciting and so fun to hear you say that. What do you want to be before you're the president?
Some sort of bug scientist, teacher, animal rescuer.
Can you explain more what the work is of being a bug scientist?
Well, I like to, you know, catch bugs and look at them and see what they, you know, do and what foods they like and how to care for them.
You're doing excellent. And go ahead.
And right now my project is a praying mantis. I'm trying to hatch it.
And that's pretty complicated, correct?
Yeah. I have to keep it in the refrigerator. And by springtime, I have to take it out and keep it at room temperature.
That's an amazing process.
And then when the babies come out, it's hard. You have to divide them up into like containers so that they're not all in one. And say there was 2 per container, I'd have 4 foods in there. And if I saw one had gone missing, then I would put another one. And like if there was 5, I would put 10 foods.
That is so much to know. And so how many babies are we talking about?
Well, There could be anywhere from 12 to 200.
12 to 200?
Yeah.
That's an amazing task. I'm so proud of you for taking that on. Now, Aria, go ahead.
Well, my mantis laid an egg, and I was like, I don't know. I want I want to do this. I wanted to do this for a really long time, and it's really nice not to have to, you know, pay money for the eggs.
Well, it sounds like you're really passionate about that, about being a bug scientist. Thank you for sharing that. Could you do a favor? Could you please read your poem for everyone?
Of course I can. We don't just want to pledge it. We really want it. Liberty and justice for all is what I'm talking about here. It doesn't matter whether you are a boy or a girl. You are black or you are white. You are old or you are young. Everyone is equal.
Aria, thank you for reading your poem. You know, the first time I heard you read it, I loved your choice of words. And just to make sure that our listeners can also hear all of the words, Amy, would you please read Aria's poem one more time?
Sure. We don't just want to pledge it, we really want it. Liberty and justice for all is what I'm talking about here. It doesn't matter whether you are a boy or a girl, you are black or you are white, you are old or you are young. Everyone is equal.
Thank you, Amy. You know, after reading the poem that Aria called Equality and Justice and having an initial conversation with you and Aria, I find myself with so many questions and connections between this poem and leadership. And there's two questions that come to my mind. So, Amy, you know, what did you think and what did you feel as Aria read this poem?
Well, I was feeling a mixture of emotions. Definitely pride, proud of her for being able to have these thoughts and then to articulate them so beautifully. Sadness that even as a seven-year-old, she's able to recognize that we don't have liberty and justice for all. But then also an overwhelming feeling of hope because she and her generation will be the ones that can push us toward achieving equality and justice.
I love the way you summarize that. There are so many emotions connected to this poem. And as a parent, I'm sure that to hear her thoughts come forth like that, it just brings so much of gratitude and happiness at the same time, that understanding that she sees it this way. What influences in Aria's life inspire her thinking and outlook of equality and justice, do you think?
I think that there are a lot of, you know, influences around her that lead her to think this way. Obviously, as her mother, I'm very passionate about these things. So she sees that. She's in a class at school called the Community of Learners. And it is a class that has typical learners and also learners with special needs and special learning styles that are in class together, which gives students the opportunity to emerge as leaders, to help each other. They foster inclusion.
Wow. Thanks, Amy. You know, that really sounds like an environment full of expression and opportunities to develop young leaders. You know, upon reading Aria's poem, there are some specific lines for me that lead directly to leadership distinctions. I really love your two opening lines. The first one says, we don't just want to pledge it. Then the next line says, we really want it. For me, those are really strong lines and they get my attention right away. They both make me wake up and pull me in to want to know more. So the words really want it are the ones that wake me up. And the words pledge it in the very first line is what makes me want to know more. Aria, why did the word pledge come to mind for you right when you were putting these thoughts together?
The Pledge of Allegiance.
And so every day in their class, they say the Pledge of Allegiance. And so she's had an awareness of that and the words in it, obviously. And she and I were listening to a politician speak, and he used the word pledge in his speech. And she immediately stopped me and asked, why would he say that? And I told her that a pledge is a promise. And she was discussing with me at that time that they, you know, we pledge allegiance and we pledge liberty and justice, but she didn't realize that it meant a promise since we say those things, but we haven't actually achieved those things. And at that point, once we talked about what the word meant and how it was being used, she actually edited that first line in her poem to include it.
And everything you just said, Amy, is such a powerful connection to the poem, because there's such depth in this poem, and it's coming directly from Aria, the brain and emotion of a seven-year-old. And I believe we have an opportunity to bring up something we may not even have thought about with both of you here to talk with us about leadership, and that is around the intentional development of leadership. So Amy and Aria, you know, you wrote an inspiring poem that is generating a conversation today on our podcast. You know, Aria, you are passionate and you even want to be president. So Catherine just spoke to some leadership qualities in this poem. And in your point of view, and Amy, this is for you, in your point of view, what can we do or need to do to influence these younger minds, you know, not only as parents, but as a community, to become leaders of equality and justice?
I think that obviously the most important thing we can do is model those behaviors. So, you know, like I've said, Aria has kind of grown up in this, and it's actually a fine line, and I sometimes question myself the line between education and indoctrination, right? Because I also want her to question all of these things. And oftentimes she'll ask me a thing like, well, we think this, don't we? And I'll say, well, I think that. And these are the reasons why. And you need to figure out whether you agree or disagree with that. And what are the reasons why? And I struggle with that because I want to make sure that she is always a free thinker and always questioning. But which she also comes by naturally because she is very curious and inquisitive. And then something else that I try to do for her specifically because she, I mean, part of it is being seven, but part of it is just her personality has no fear and very little inhibition. And I try to embrace that and I want her to hold on to that for as long as she can. So I had even told Catherine at the gathering that we went to, I had no intention of speaking or saying anything, you know, from the dais, as it were. But Aria asked me repeatedly, are you going to say something? Are you going to? And I didn't want her to see my inhibition. And so I did end up I read a Seamus Heaney poem and so she got to see that and didn't, you know, and so it felt normal to her.
Aria, would you please read the poem one more time called Equality and Justice?
We don't just want to pledge it. We really want it. Liberty and justice for all is what I'm talking about here. It doesn't matter whether you are a boy or a girl. You are black or you are white, you are old or you are young. Everyone is equal.
Aria, thank you so much. That's really just wonderful. You know, in every episode, we speak to a tiny discipline for our listeners to take away from the podcast. And that idea of a tiny discipline is I'm borrowing from another wonderful poet named David White. He often includes a tiny discipline at the conclusion of his poetry readings. And in this case, I'd like to ask you, Amy and Aria, what is one thing you would like to see people do to show equality for one another?
Well, in Aria's classroom, they have a kindness countdown to Christmas, and they have written on a calendar basically tiny disciplines that they can practice each day. And here you're going to read a couple. Can you give some examples?
Of course. Example number one. Help do a job at
home without being asked.
What are some other examples?
Learning something new about a classmate. And the first one is give a compliment to a classmate. Sit next to someone new with snack. Write a nice note to a classmate. Learn something, no, help a friend or family member. Draw a picture for a friend or family member.
Good job.
As the poem says, liberty and justice for all is what we're talking about here. And I would offer any of those, in fact, all of those to our listeners today as the tiny discipline to take away from this podcast. So who can you give a compliment to? Who is a friend or family member that you could help out? What's something new you could learn about someone you work with?
Yeah, these are great gestures of kindness. And I can see why you like your school. And I can see why, Amy, that she likes her teachers. So as we close, and as an example of influences develop leaders, Amy and Aria, would you please tell us about one other pledge that Aria recites? And I think that is called the Sea Lion Pledge.
That's correct. It's called the Sea Lion Pledge, which asks them to recognize and appreciate individual differences.
Awesome. Well, I can't thank you both enough. I'm sure Catherine's in this boat with me as well for being on our podcast, you know, sharing her poem and the influence that inspired her to share those words. You know, I have really enjoyed this episode of What Does Poetry Have to Do with Leadership? For more on many of the areas of leadership we've talked about today, I'd like to direct our listeners to jmj.com, where you'll find additional resources. So thank you for taking the time to have this conversation together. And thank you to the listeners. Thank you for joining our podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast series and let us know how it goes as you continue to explore poetry and leadership. We welcome your comments and stories of how this might have touched you. Have a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, and be balanced.
Well, right now I'm working on three projects. One is hashtag a praying mantis. The next is saving the bees. I'm gonna start a couple hives actually. And the next is trying to grow a miniature Earth's internet.
And how do you do that? How do you grow that internet?
Well, I get a pot and we're gonna put it, we're gonna fill it with myceliated soil, maybe somewhere where the mushrooms were. And then we're gonna put like 3 or 2, or I don't know which one yet, plant little seedlings in there and some mushrooms. And it's a clear plant pot so we can see the system develop.
Very nice. And how does this connect with bees? Do they connect together?
There's a certain mushroom extract that if you put it somewhere and the bees drink it, it helps.
Fabulous, Aria. Thank you.
So I'm going to try maybe to like do checks on my bees that are in the colonies, like maybe keep them in for a week and monitor them, and then keep another batch in for a week. And then monitor them and then sort of do that a couple times. I don't know. They've always interested me.
Thank you for listening to What Does Poetry Have to Do with Leadership? A special podcast series powered by JMJ's Transformation Talks. Join hosts Catherine Schindler and Kelly Bettenhausen as we explore the topic of leadership, one poem at a time. Head to jmj.com. for episodes, insights, and more.